Now, this sounds more like how I wanted the sunny side to sound today, not the way it was sounding some minutes back. Welcome back to the sunny side. Denise Deniswalu is right here, and we're talking what partners should bring to the table. Today, I said we're going to shake some tables by asking that question, what do you bring to the table? The table in this case is the relationship and marriage table. What is to be brought to the table by men seems already spelt out for them since the beginning of creation. All right? Be the provider, be the protector, be the this, be the that. But the ladies have usually found the question, what do you bring to the table, offensive? And so some ladies will go out in social media, Twitter, X, Facebook, you name it, and then they will say things like, don't ask me what I bring to the table, man. I am the table. The fact that I choose to be in your life, I am the table, ganga. But is that what all men want? Do you just want women who will be in their lives? So is this something extra that they are seeking? All right. And that's why I said I was going to ask today, what exactly do you want your respective partners to bring to the table? There was something that a particular actress said. Now, when we come back from this commercial break, which is like 26 seconds from now, I will tell you what she said, and then I will open the phone lines and open all of the messaging portals. In fact, all of the messaging portals have already been open even before now. So I will read some of the comments that I did see before I turned on the microphone. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info FM. Welcome back to the sunny side, still talking about the table question. But I saw something hilarious. Someone just sent me a message saying, Didi, since you're already in 2024, could you tell us what the future holds for Nigeria? I will really need that information. Make I know whether I go jackpa locks from remaking. My brother, we stay here. We go nowhere, whether you like it or not. We're gonna be here together. So you are going nowhere. You're not escaping this one. Lie. I don't know what the future holds, but colorful and bright, I must get there. That's what I have to say to you. So I said, an actress, popular actress, if you had listened to this song, Love Me Jeje, Love Me Tender. Oh yeah, Shafi Bello was the female vocalist in that particular song. I wish we have it. I'll find it some way, somehow. So she was in an interview with a media girl, the actress and media girl, Stephanie Cooker. And she opined that a woman even becomes more attractive when she does not need her man to do everything for her. In short, she was hammering on the need for women to bring something to the table in any relationship or marriage. In her words, she said, I would tell the ladies, never tell a man, what do you mean? When a man asks you, of course, what do you bring to the table? What do I bring to the table? I am not one of those. I think we both should ask ourselves what we are both bringing to the table. If he's bringing something to the table, what are you bringing to the table? I don't want a liability if I am a man. I don't want to marry a liability. As a matter of fact, you are even more attractive when you don't need him. When you don't need me, you're more attractive. You are just needy. And that is not attractive. You see this table matter? Let us break it in whichever form and fashion we possibly can. So speaking for yourself, do you think that you find that question equally offensive as a lady? Or do you require something? Do you require something to be brought to the table by your man when you choose to enter a relationship with him or you choose to tie the knot with him? As a man, when you see a very beautiful lady that tickles your fancy and you choose to, you know, want to settle down with her or want to start a relationship with her, are you particular about what she brings to the table? And now, if you're one who wants to know what they bring, what exactly do you want your respective partners to bring to the table? Or is it a case of in your relationship or marriage, there's no table at all? So when there's no table, what are they bringing? Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0002. We also have 0817 923 0003. Again, 0817 923 0003. Do send us a WhatsApp and Telegram message. The WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809 030 6416. On X, we are at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there, watch us live, but most importantly, I love it when you are part of a conversation by dropping your comments in the comment section, sending us your WhatsApp or Telegram message, or picking up your phone and calling us so that we can talk. Danielle from Imo Gates, good afternoon to you, and welcome
good
to the sunny side.
Didi.
Good afternoon. How do you do?
Good, Danielle Imo Gates. Yes, let me go straight to the discussion on board.
Please, by all means.
Yes. You see, what you have said, let me not generalize it. 80% of women around us within this hour, will I call it environment? That sounds offensive to them.
Okay.
Because many ladies, like I said, I'm not generalizing it.
Okay.
I said 80%. They want to marry because let him take care of me. After their beauty, how good they look, that is their concern. But I wonder, any man that was there, that the lady will say, what will you bring on? But of course, the man knows his responsibility. So, for me, I know you are there now, but let me classify you as educated and you know what's on board. But within our society, yeah, I just want to say that this is what it is. The women just want the men keep themselves beauty. That beauty alone is their concern. Thank you.
But Mr. Dana, should I shock you, or will it shock you to know that some men don't mind the women just looking beautiful and being there in their lives and doing absolutely nothing?
But that's what I'm telling you. That 80% of the environment in which we find ourselves, believe that, that is their concern. I am looking for a man to take care.
No, but there are men that do not mind a woman looking for them to take care. Haven't you heard some of your brothers say, baby, chop my money, I'm gonna take care of you. What do you want? You want Brazilian hair? I'm gonna buy for you.
You are bringing all your whole life into our culture this time.
But it's your fellow Nigerian men that are telling ladies, I want to spoil you with money.
Thank you very much, Didi.
Shall we they call themselves? No, what is I came to eat? Is it? No, it's Obiageli. Yeah. What is the meaning of Oriako? But I know there is one name that signifies that this one came to enjoy. This one did not come to do anything. This one did not come to wash clothes. This one did not come to be cooking or Ofe and Salah. Ofe this one or that one. This one just came to relax and be taken care of. And the truth is, there are men that do not mind that what you are bringing to the table is just to come and relax and be taken care of. So if you tell some of these men that, no, your woman should be more than that, and they are telling you, hello, the fact that she's just beautiful, every month I give her monthly allowance, every month I take her shopping, if I travel now, I come back, I bring the latest iPhone 15, I just want her to be looking very fine for me, you understand what I'm saying, you know? I just want her to be chopping my money, you understand? If she come inside my house and she be like toothpick, when you see her in the next 1 month, you should say that she have fat up, you understand? That's all I want. When it's time for her to burn shiren for me, she burn shiren for me. That's all. Would you blame such men? Or would you say that, you should expect more from a woman? Sunday from Okrika, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This table that you are about to shake in Okrika, the land, our land, I give you shake.
Nah, man, I go find carpenter.
I'm not even saying that 99. I'm saying 100% of women now, including the young girls, they are not ready to bring anything to the table.
Okay.
Even when you try to see a babe, what about your they will start telling you, you're looking for my money. I did my corner. You are the one who came and started translating me. Did I tell you that I'm looking for a boyfriend? You said you want to take care of me.
Wow.
It is your responsibility. Stop looking into my own purse. So they are not ready to do anything now. They are not ready. Even when you demand for it, it's a lot of problems. Even when you give them money to start business, they are not ready. They are not ready. So bringing things to the table. They are not bringing anything. They are not bringing anything. It is the men that are doing. I know there are some women who are doing it, but it is the men that are doing the 100% thing for the ladies.
Okay.
So that is what the question they are asking.
But what can be brought to the table, maybe beyond money? Or, you know, some people say that the man is the breadwinner. I have met someone, I think this was as far back as 2011, 2012, that said he will be the breadwinner, no problem. But at least the woman should win akara, or the woman should win butter, or the woman should win fried egg, so that the bread will not just be, you know, dry bread like that. By the time he wins bread and she's winning akara or akamu or tea, you know, the two will now be balanced. And he said he cannot settle with any woman who does not have anything doing. For him, he was more particular about the woman bringing some form of finance to the table. So he will not settle with a woman who is not a graduate. He will not settle with a woman who doesn't have anything doing, whether as a job or as a business. That is what he was particular about, to be brought to the table. For some other men, they say what they want is a fine woman. As long as you are fine, that is all you have brought to the table, and they are okay with it.
That fine woman, that beauty will fade away. That one, the fine woman.
You are the one that is saying that one.
Some
people used to look at fine women and they will be satisfied.
One day, that beauty will fade off. Everything will fade off. The marriage will collapse. She will go back.
Really? All right, let's hear from Real Gift in Port Akotan. Hi, Real Gift. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you, Lady B2W.
Real Gift, what are you bringing to the table on this discussion? Straight to the point, please.
Miss, myself. I like, which of the table, not dining table or center table?
This table that we are doing in this show, now.
And I just said that the table where your console day. What they have only the table last break, and then what do you have to your console?
Anyway, welcome.
Well,
go ahead.
For me, just bring anything you can bring to the table. It could be emotion, it could be financial, it could be support.
Support, okay.
At least if the man is the breadwinner, that means the man I'm the baker.
Okay.
Abi.
It could be baking the bread, it could be buying the bread, but at least bread will reach house.
Bread. After all, don't forget that the Bible says man shall not live by bread alone.
Exactly.
And that is where the woman's side have to come in.
Okay.
It's just like you said, it's not just only about the financial side. The woman feels they bring money and she doesn't give you emotion. Where do you want to?
Okay.
So for me, it should be all encompassing. If the woman is bringing financial support to the table, to God be the glory, because I added addition for you will be the man.
Okay.
As well as for people like us will be also as but in a man with well made already now, you don't need any other picker to come pick for him. He go do the, you understand my point?
I get you.
Bottom line, let it not be that. I think we couples should realize that our happiness should not be in our partner's pocket. Maybe save our partner clothes in pocket or whatever, slam up, then we become unhappy.
I see.
Bring something to the table. It doesn't matter how little. It doesn't matter just finance. But for me, instead of me to bring financial side to the table, bring the emotional side, because that one is important.
That is what is
Thank
important
you very much,
to
my
you.
Lady.
All right. Zion from GRA, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
I have to be frank to you. That is one compound frustrating questions ask. Especially on the ground for marriage, or when they found themselves in marriage counseling, churches normally have before, stuff like that.
Mm.
It's a very business question.
Really?
It's a question that, as in, honestly, these are the questions that are causing problems in marriage. Giving unnecessary, unrealistic ideas, making couples to be picturing and phantom fictions. Let me be honest to you, ma. It was only one day I attended a marriage class or whatever. Because of this question. You see this question? When they asked my then spouse, what are you bringing on the table? I look at her face. She was not comfortable. I told her, let's go home. I expect you to impact on me. The reason I'm coming for this marriage class is for impartation. and not careless questions that have no meaning like this one.
Wow.
I look at even those who are asking this question that they themselves are just even jealous of you.
But sometimes, hold on. Sometimes it is your partner that asks. Sometimes it is the men asking the women, what are you bringing to the table?
Anybody that is asking such a question have a sentiment, emotional. There are so much things that are threaded in these questions. They have a motive to say this question. See, marriage is spiritual. It is not what are you bringing on the table. What is bringing on the table? We are talking about marriage, a lifetime event. We are spending our life together. You are asking what am I bringing on the table? Is it a breakfast? Is it dinner? That you are asking, am I bringing soup or am I bringing gari? Is it a one-day affair? These are the questions that are destroying marriages because we don't even understand what we are doing. See, when I left that class that year, the pastor has to invite me specially. Mr. Zion, why are you not coming or why didn't you come back again to complete your marriage class? I asked him for how many months. He said for 3 months. I said, sorry, sir, I don't need it. See, until we get to understand the scope that certain questions are attached and you react to it immediately, you are not going to survive it emotionally, psychologically. Before I say I want to get married, I know the consequences. I know the implication. I know what I'm going through. I know what I've decided to do. So you asking me, based on your marriage counselor, whatever, there's something is wrong with that question.
Okay.
You want to ask my financial capability. You want to ask how much I'm spending and this and that. Those questions are sentiments. They are not good for us. They are causing problems.
Okay. All right. Mr. Azayon took this particular matter personally. I don't know. Have you ever been to a marriage class and they asked you that question? Because for me, the most times I've heard of that question is, you know, ladies getting offended by men asking them that question. Has any woman ever asked a man, what are you bringing to the table? Okay, fine. You want to marry me? All right. What are you bringing to the table? Okay, fine. You want us to be in a relationship? What are you bringing to the table? A message here on Facebook, a plethora of them. Adioji Okeosisi says, a political partner with good structure. What does that even mean? Dalima says, woman, give your man maximum respect. Men, put your woman first. Ogu Ajani Justice says, no man wants a financial vampire woman. Godwin Onorede says, men 75% and women 35%. Life no balance. Abego. 35% of what? I need to know. Ikechi from Eneka, welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I sound good.
Okay, talk to me.
All right. What are you bringing to the table? The question that at times you really wonder the source of such questions.
Okay.
Well, let me explain. You see, the question of what are you bringing to the table is somewhat of a contribution. What are you bringing in respect to the financial, emotional, and psychological areas of need in this marriage? Now, the one thing that is breaking many marriages is not even the question of what are you bringing to the table. Rather, is the lack of compatibility with couples. Now, I do not support such questions. What are you bringing to the table? What is the expert people at all? And you really begin to wonder, is when the marriage becomes so materialistic? Marriage is much more spiritual than physical. The bond between a man and a woman was designed by God himself in order to create a family on the earth. Nowadays, what we have is Project Family. That is why these questions come up. And you will agree with me that it's not a case of, if you, many of these questions are aligned with financial area of things. If you look nowadays, what women are looking for, after, when you ask them, what do you want in a man? Oh, you want him to be God-fearing, to have the muscle build of Hercules or Hercules.
Six packs, please.
Yeah, six
flat
packs.
Flat tummy, six packs. Huge, tall.
Especially carved.
Mm-hmm.
Would want him to be wealthy. Nobody is talking about how you people can affect lives positively. Okay, do you know every marriage has a purpose? They have a destiny to fulfill. You have your individual destiny, collective destiny, and national destiny. Nobody is thinking of all these things. So the question, in conclusion, of what is being brought to the table is a question that is based on selfishness and lack of understanding that marriage is not a project, but a lifetime relationship, Mr. Ikechi.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Ikechi. Remedor on Facebook says, I want my woman to bring her best to the table. Best of what exactly? This message here reads, Didi, I don't know what kind of men some females are dealing with, but no real man is asking any woman what she brings to any table. Some women are either unfortunate or just don't know their own worth. So they keep putting or finding themselves in situations with silly men asking stupid questions. African culture has groomed women to compete because they think all men are stupid. Many men, at least the ones I've dealt with, know as soon as or shortly after they meet you exactly what they want you for. So they don't need to ask you crazy questions. And if you're auditioning, as if you're auditioning or you are, or they're blind. Forget the agra-gra. Some men are more perspective than we've been taught to give them credit for. Shafi is no longer married, so I don't get why anyone is listening to her when she claims a man likes a woman who doesn't need him. That a woman is famous or older doesn't mean she's wise, truthful, or that her experience should be an aspiration or is every person's truth. Throughout my life, men I've been involved with have been very offended when have given out the I don't need you or your money vibe, even when I have my own money. My husband told me at the start, I can pretend to tolerate this now because we are not yet married. But I'm telling you, this your attitude of not needing my money is going to be a problem in marriage. Well. I don't know what to say. Would I say, oh, well, let's say you were lucky, or would I say, okay, I don't know. But see, I'm telling you this. I flash back to from between 2018 up until September 2022. That was last year. I was the host of the overnight program Chat Station. And at the 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock hour is the Cupid session, more like a hookup session for people who are looking to get married or start a serious relationship that will lead to marriage. A vast majority of the men, if not all the men that called to tell the kind of lady they wanted, if she was listening, this is their number, call me, said, I'm looking for a lady, oh, she should be between the ages of this, 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 and that, that, that. She should be very slim and fair. She should have something doing, whether business or a work. She must be a graduate, this, that, 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 that. I discovered that at this point, the narrative was changing. Now, I know maybe you would say, the men that listen to your show, they are not men, no man. But hey, this is what they wanted. And who are you to tell them that they shouldn't want what they want? They want a woman who is God-fearing. A woman who will respect them. A woman who will, you know, support, would have something doing. Not because they were not planning to do their part, but I don't think they wanted to be saddled with the all responsibility of taking care. You see that word, God-fearing, and must have something doing. Whenever I turned on the mic and whenever it was time and I was speaking a call, I had already programmed my mind that the next thing I was going to hear after I want someone from the ages of this to this would be, she must be God-fearing. She must have something doing. The ladies will call, he must be God-fearing. He must have something doing. So something doing was reoccurrence. Every other thing would follow, but you see something doing. Something doing seemed like what they wanted to be brought to the table. Good day, Madam Didi. It's good you brought this as a discussion for today. I watched a similar thing on Facebook and the wife was extremely angry when the husband asked her this. Of a truth, any woman that is not ready to contribute to the growth of the home is not supposed to be a wife. Ima Otaka in Choba. Jerry Michael says, good afternoon, Denise. Both sexes, male and female, must labor to expect less from each other and contribute towards the well-being of the home or the relationship because fortune and finances change with time for either parties. This is my advice. This other one says, good afternoon, Didi. I'm not married though, but in as much as it's a man's responsibility to provide, it's also good for the woman to also contribute, but it shouldn't be mandatory. I'm Joshua. Round face from Remaking, he says, good afternoon, Double D. None of my daughters will marry without having a skill to will to make them support their partners or stand on their own. Many women will be cooking and they will call their husbands that salt, seasoning cube, pepper or red oil have finished. Even if your husband is providing everything for you as a wife, please find something to do because it will not be juicy forever. Whether we like it or not, men like a supportive partner and attracts respect to the woman. Round face. Thank you very much. Ananobi Onyekachi. Can I finish this your message in 1 minute, 20 seconds? I'll try. Good afternoon, Denise. What we bring to the table? The Bible made it clear in Genesis 2 verse 18 when God told Adam that he will make him a helpmeet in capital letter. This by implication means that the man should be providing for his family, as also stated in the Bible. But if the situation turned, the woman should meet the help. The man should not be deceived by a woman's from back and back at the woman, the six packs of a man, this phantom feeling disappears whenever hardship sets in. Renault, in one of his inspirational speeches, said, I quote, ladies, if you are not ready to bring anything to the table of marriage, you should not go into marriage. That to an extent sounds rude, but like we know, Renault is always raw and I love him for that. The truth they say has double legs and are not easily pushed down. For the men that do not want their wife to bring anything to the table, watch those men. When they fall flat with their stomachs. I know many of them, and when they do end up hating their innocent wives. As a matter of fact, what do you bring to the table should be one of the questions to ask on a date. After asking your partner what his or her genotype is, the next question should be, what do you bring to the table? We'll come back to this message after this break.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, let me see how many messages I can possibly read before the news break. All right, pardon me for calling names. Abia's state men are blessed with this. A support from a woman helps. The Bible isn't foolish. For example, I wouldn't have been where I am today if my wife was an idle woman. Time will not permit me to exhaust myself on this. I remain Anunobi, Nyekachi, KC. Good afternoon, Didi. The wife is a helpmate, but if my wife refuses to help me in, I will not bother her. After all, my late dad told me when I was young, a lazy man depends on the wealth of his spouse. Comrade Oyibo, prosper. Good afternoon, Didi. Relationship is a long-distance journey, and as such, when we embark on it, we must fill up our tank. A man have a clue of how he wants his family to look like and searches for a woman who can deputy him to achieve that dream future. I am a sapiosexual. I need a woman I can have a great upbuilding conversation with, a woman I can share great ideas with, a woman that can give me practical suggestions when the going is tough. That question in itself is faulty, and as such, when a man asks, what are you bringing to the table, is an indication that he has failed and realized he should search better. Again, when a man asks such questions, he is regretting marrying that woman. Ha! Ubong from Woji. The male caller who said every marriage is for a purpose is so right. It's very dangerous to marry when you don't already know your purpose. Before we got together, my husband asked me what I wanted to do career-wise because I didn't want to practice what I studied in school. He had been watching me for a while, but my honest answer of what I felt called to do was part of what made him confirm I'm whom he is looking for. But when people get into marriage as an outlet for lust or as a poverty alleviation scheme, or because people are mocking them that time is passing, they'll be asking or answering questions about what who brings to the table. Didi, good afternoon. Why do men always have it all? Which table? Dining table, tennis table, or conference table? I thought they usually say to be a man is not a day job. Or do they want to change the narrative by saying to be a human is not a day job? As far as I'm concerned, from the creation of the world, division of labor.